As the Syracuse City School District goes into its budget process, it's looking at a $24 million spending gap. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the district says it's a revenue problem stemming from years of stagnant state aid in the face of rising educational costs.
The district's chief financial officer, Suzanne Slack, decided to name this year's budget report after a weather event when she saw a news story about frigid temperatures caused by the polar vortex.
And it made me laugh that day because I really felt like here in Syracuse, we've had a polar vortex for 6 years. Our foundation aid's been frozen just about that entire time.
Foundation aid is the school spending that comes out of the state's general fund. It provides the bulk of school revenues, and it's risen 2% over 6 years, frozen in 4 of those years. While that state aid has remained almost the same, district costs have risen. The $372 million plan this year up 7% for a number of reasons, ranging from increased pension payments to more costs related to the new Common Core curriculum. Over the 6 years of frozen or slightly thawed aid, Slack says the district eliminated 23% of its workforce and made other cuts to close budget gaps. So she says that doesn't leave many options for closing the current $24 million deficit. The district will use $14 million from its savings account, $3 million in state aid from a subsequent year. That'll bring the deficit down to $7 million. At that point, the district needs help from the state. And if Albany doesn't come through?
Then we go back and sharpen our pencils. We eliminate jobs in the schools and in central office. We will be eliminating programs and reducing services to students. And we've done that for many years in a row, and we feel very strongly that doing it again would be detrimental. And we're trying to avoid that by making the case with the state that we really need their help this year.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.